Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. This is part three of Crossing On Over Two Worlds. And you know, it's a really a tough thing to do, you know, because in one instance, you know, you really got to be that person in that community that really gets into everything that's out there, schools, jobs, that way of life. And then you got your traditional, which you're talking about a way of life and the lay of the land type thing. And to really balance both of those, you know, it's kind of like becoming a new kind of person. It's like you've known this way of life all your life, but then you still have to be in this world also, which and one is you got to go get a job, you got to get into a school in order to get a good job, and go to college, and you got your master's, your PhDs. Some do that, you know, and that's really good. And then also, if you look at the Ojibwe way of life, there's also a master's in that, because there's things that you cannot be taught in that way of life with the mainstream way of life that are in this world. It's kind of like what do they call that again? Eminence credential. It's you have that knowledge of that which isn't taught in mainstream. So you have both of those, and you have them meshed together. Then all of a sudden, you come in here, and you're talking about, you know, the things that you know from your own culture, bringing it on over into mainstream, and trying to make them work. Let's take a powwow, for example. Mainstream is really, sometimes they're really apprehensive to maybe come to a powwow and to learn some new things, a way of life, you know, or the things that we're doing now. And it's almost like going all the way across the big pond, as we call it, and going into maybe Japan and learning their ways, but they're right here in the United States. Granted, again, we are the third largest, Cherokee and Navajo being the largest, and we do have a lot of, we have retained a lot from our way of life and are bringing it forward. There's many of us. Sometimes mainstream, you know, I see this, you know, on different social sites, and they're saying there's still Indians alive. And they don't know that we're here still, because there's not many of us. We only make up, you know, a certain percentage of the United States now, even though we at one time we were the dominant society. So now, you know, we're here. And even there's people that come from Mexico that come here, and they're told that we're all dead. None of us exist anymore. And then they come here and find out that we're still here. And so all of a sudden, you know, we're overshadowed by mainstream. And here we are, we're still ourselves. And so now we're coming forward and we're teaching, and we're kind of like crossing over into two worlds, because we got to cross over to that world. Talk about cultural diversity, and yeah, we're still here. And these are some of the things that we're bringing to the table. And this is what we still retained, you know, because there was a lot of things that had prevented us from teaching those kind of things, especially when they outlawed our way of life. Mainstream had outlawed that. And it wasn't until 1977 that now we were told that we could bring that back, and even though we kept it anyway. So those things are histories that connect. We're all connected. And we still are bringing those things to the table. I see my elders talking about preserving just a simple thing like our language. We need to preserve and protect that. And we don't want that to disappear. And there's also other things that we don't want to disappear that we have retained. And sometimes, you know, once in a while, mainstream gets to be curious about us. And so here we are. You know, a lot of what we do, everything that we do, is connected to the land, connected to the trees, to the animals, to the plant people. That's what we are and where we come from in this area. And we have our legends, we have our histories and our connection to that land, and we still have those things, those teachings. And sometimes, you know, they talk about these ways of, you know, being a perfect society or whatever, mainstream, and the things that, you know, we have laws, even though none of the laws were ever asked of us. We had our own ways and our own laws. They say these are the laws of the land, you know, and we say, well, these are the laws of the land. So, and we have those teachings. So we're bringing those forward slowly. It takes a while. We were told we couldn't bring those out at one time, and so we're a little apprehensive, but we still carry those things inside of us, and we still bring them with us wherever we go. It's not that you've taken us out of the woods, you know. The woods are still in us. The forests are still in us. The lay of the land is still with us. And for us to bring that forward and come to the table, you know, well, yeah, people get a little apprehensive, but we still have that. Anyway, this is the end of this show, and we'll continue on with more of the Ojibwe way of life in part 4 of this here next time we come on the air here. Thank you all for listening, and you guys have a really great day, okay? Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe way of life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Miigwech.